producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Amber, who has a two-year-old and a husband who's been clean and sober for 8 years. So why did he start drinking on Sunday? Do you have any idea, Amber?
I actually said he hasn't had a drink in about 3 months, and he started drinking like about 2 weeks ago again.
Do we know why?
I don't know. We had a date night, so it was fine. And then on the way home from the date night, he stopped at the liquor store and got alcoholic beverages or whatever. And every night since then, for the last 2 weeks, pretty much every night, like, he's had alcohol, been drinking around our kid, and I told him 3 months ago in an email that if I didn't want to see him or be around him or have our kid around him when he drinks at all, ever, and have to do, I just need some help.
What, were you in the car when he stopped at the liquor store?
Yes.
So how come we didn't deal with it at that moment?
No.
It's not that we stopped at the liquor store or whatever. Why are two people who are in recovery ever getting anywhere near a liquor store, let alone stopping in a liquor store?
Because he was driving, and I don't want to sound like his mom.
Well, but I mean, you're going to have to sound like his mom either before the liquor store or after the liquor store. Why wouldn't you do it as a preemptive kind of thing of saying, hey, we just had a great, did the date night go well? Or did the two of you have a fight?
Yes, it did. It went great. Stop.
But Amber, explain to me why it makes some sense to have not said, hey, look, let's not do this.
We stopped at the liquor store. I don't know. Like,
well, Amber, my dear, stop.
I don't.
That's where you have to start, because everything from that, once you stopped at the liquor store, you were in the car, you essentially gave him tacit support to start drinking. You did. The only reason to stop at liquor stores is to buy liquor. Therefore, when he stopped at the liquor store after the date night, when you were in the car and you didn't say anything, basically you were saying it's okay. And then to say at some point later, you're drinking, you know, I can't believe you're drinking, you said you wouldn't drink, you're drinking around our kid. I mean, why wouldn't you say something about, I mean, why would you go to the liquor store? That's where it should have started. And that's where you have to start. In terms of his behavior, I mean, it's clear that he felt that he had your permission, because he did have your permission. You basically, the only reason to go to a liquor store is to buy liquor. You said, I don't want you drinking around my kid. You know, that if you're going to buy 7-Up or, God forbid, Mountain Dew, you can do that at the grocery store. You don't need to do that at the liquor store. The only reason to go to a liquor store is to buy liquor. Even Slim Jims they have at, you know, at Duane Reade. So the only reason to go to a liquor store is to buy liquor. So once he went to the liquor store and you didn't say anything, you were already in the soup.
Okay,
so you need to go back and figure that out. And then you need to sit with him and say, look, I love you. You know, I know how much you love me, but this isn't workable. I should have said something when you went to the liquor store, once you bought the liquor, basically when I sat in the store or came home and had sex with you or whatever. That was the test, and you failed it. Which doesn't mean that you're a failure. It means you got to go back and figure out why you did that and fix that, because that's where it all started.
Because I don't want to sound like his mom. Why are you at the liquor store?
Amber, why is it set? Why? No, the issue is not why in the liquor store. We know why in the liquor store, to buy liquor. Why is it any more sounding like his mom to say, we're not going to stop at a liquor store, we've just had a great night, let's go home and have great sex, than to say you can't drink liquor around me or our child? Why is one okay and the other not? Amber, you're kidding yourself. You need to go back and do the work and figure out why you did that. And hopefully the answer isn't that you've been drinking as well, because that creates its own problem. But at that moment, when you went to the liquor store, sat in the car, didn't say anything, that started this whole process. Because you gave him permission.
Well,
so you need to go and look at that.
Anything?
Pardon me?
Even though, like, I didn't say anything?
Amber, you're a grown-up human being. Don't look, you can fool all sorts of people, maybe yourself. It's not going to work on me. You need to go and do the work. Figure out why you decided at that moment not to say anything, because that's where it all started. You gave him permission to do it. By not saying anything.
I don't have a reason for not saying anything. He went.
You're gonna, yeah, no, Amber, you do. You do. You're going to have to go figure it out. Got some homework to do, kiddo. And it's much easier to make it his problem, and he's a bad guy, and it's my kid, and he, you know, that at this moment, this is right at your feet, and you got to figure it out. In the same way he has to figure out why he starts drinking, you got to figure out why you basically enabled him to start drinking. You were in the car with him when he stopped at the liquor store, and you didn't say anything. That's what you need to figure out. And when you figure it out and you need some help with it, you can call me back. But you can't say I didn't want to be his mom. You can't say I didn't say anything. You do the work. Do the work. In the same way he's got to do the work, so do you, Sugar Plum. It's not like, you know, I'm going to let one person just kind of shine it on and the other person not. You got to take responsibility for that, and to figure out the responsibility, you got to figure out why you did what you did. 855-99-DR-JOY. Okay, let's do one more of the stupid Christmas things, and then when we come back, how about... Yeah, you can tell. It was never my favorite topic to begin with.
Yeah. Well,
but I was certainly... Less, I was not my most gracious self, but I did it. So, all right, finish it up, and then we'll do movies coming up, because I know we didn't get to them yesterday because we had so many phone calls.
Yeah, sure. Let's see. I'm trying to find some of the really good ones.
Find something. Since this was your topic, your idea.
Yeah. Well, how about this one? This person, we posted this before Veterans Day, and Marissa says, what about Remembrance Day? I think we should all acknowledge those who fought for us before hanging up the tinsel. I think it's disrespectful otherwise. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not sure it's either or.
I don't think we did.
I mean, I think that's what we call a straw dog.
Right.
You know, we'll
right.
erect something that is kind of irrelevant and then knock it down. Nah, I don't think tinsel has anything to do with Remembrance.
Sally says, my late aunt and uncle left their tree in their living room that they never used except at Christmas. They just put a sheet over it, she says.
She says, that's a housekeeper that sounds like my mom.
Yeah, she says that way they never have to put it up or take it down. Too funny.
Well, I mean, I at one point sort of had, because, you know, it really is tough for me. First of all, cutting down a tree is, you know, it just somehow... I have to work so hard to make them live that to kill them just
right,
doesn't work very well
in the first place,
and they make a mess, and they're fire hazards and whatever. So I've sometimes decked my ficus with white lights, and then every once in a while I'll think, well, gee, that looks really great, so I'll leave it up. So
perfect.
I do take the Santa Claus away. I do. I had this wonderful Santa Claus. I don't even know where I got it.
Really?
It's like one of these Victorian Santa Clauses. And you know, I sort of like it enough. I actually used to have it out all year round just because I liked it. But when I moved, somehow I got that and the I have a witch for Halloween.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have one of everything ever invented.
you do have a lot of...
I do have a lot of stuff.
Kind of just neat stuff.
I do, you know, and it's kind of cool things that people will sort of... Like, my apartment's kind of that place where you kind of wander around a corner and there's something kind of cool that pops up.
Yeah, it's like a museum almost or something, right?
Well, hopefully not, but there are all sorts of, like, little goodies here. And every once in a while someone will say, well, who's your decorator? And I think, how can anybody possibly come up with this combination of things? Because everything in my apartment has some meaning to me. But, like, I have a fake Andy Warhol. The guy's name is actually Andy Kaufman. That is, you know, Andy Warhol does that, like, Campbell's Soup. This is dollar bills of George Washington with different colors.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
acrylic, and it's called Cash Flow. So, you know, and I, it turns out I knew the guy. So I have that right next to my computer because it seems appropriate. I, you know, and I have a 300-year-old grandfather clock. I mean, I have things that mean something to me. I don't know how a decorator would do that for you, but what can I tell you? All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'll tell you about movies, unless there's something that must read a call that's more important. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to BloodSugar11.com for your free video. That's BloodSugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to BloodSugar11.com now.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Shane, you didn't send the thing through yet, so I don't know what... There it goes. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, just
our computer just burped a little
there
bit.
There you go.
All right, here, play it again. Play the intro again. Okay, never mind. Oh, there we go. All right. I've decided not to do movies. Kidding, I'm going to. All right, here we go.
Nice.
Got a bunch of movies opening. Now, remembering that this is the time of year where the awards movies come out, all right? And I was just telling Shane, one of the cool things, if you review movies, which of course I do, is that you get invited to all these kind of things, like they're having a cocktail party for The Theory of Everything with Eddie Redmayne and Felicity Jones, which is, it's just a blatant attempt to sort of get you to know more about them and to feel like you know the people better. But they really are fun. I got to meet father and son director and writer for Gravity last year, and that was really fun. I mean, it does give you a different... I mean, I think Gravity was already a great flick, but... all right, Theory of Everything. This is the... in theory... It's a story about Stephen Hawking. Realistically, it's a look at the relationship between Stephen Hawking and his wife. It's based on her book. His name, I think, was Jane. Yeah. So if you're into the love story, you're probably going to be a lot happier than if you're really trying to find out about Stephen Hawking's. Eddie Redmayne is a terrific actor, and he's wonderful in this. And as I said, when I saw it originally, the person I saw it with was really disappointed because it said, well, I liked A Beautiful Mind better. And I said, well, the schizophrenia is a much more interesting behavioral trait than ALS. Watching somebody deteriorate, their muscles deteriorate into a wheelchair and not being able to speak is not as entertaining, terrible word, as watching somebody who is schizophrenic, who's hearing voices and has all this energy and whatever. So, I mean, I don't think we really want to have a competition between various mental or physical deteriorations. But I like this. I thought the performances were good. Think about a guy for half the movie who can, you know, is basically wheelchair bound and has to use an artificial voice to be able to be an actor. So it's an interesting story. And as I said, I saw it the same day that I saw Interstellar, and it's dealing with the same theories, the same wormholes and black holes and whatever, completely different approaches to it. But, and the love story is quite compelling. I think you'll like it. Foxcatcher is a very interesting movie that stars Steve Carell, Channing Tatum, Mark Ruffalo, and Vanessa Redgrave. Vanessa Redgrave doesn't have much to do in this one, but she comes on, does her thing, steals the movie, and goes away. this is based on a true story. Mark Schultz formed a relationship with his sponsor, multimillionaire John DuPont, and they trained for the 1988 games in Seoul. This is Steve Carell is nearly unrecognizable. In this, I'm sure he's going to be nominated. Channing Tatum is wonderful in this, as Mark Ruffalo. It's a chilling story. My guess is it's not going to do a huge amount of business just because of the subject matter, but it is a very unsettling story and is really some terrific performances. Lamentably, the movie that will probably be number one this week, which they did not screen for me, what a surprise, is Dumb and Number Two. This is Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels. John, who was my producer before, could hardly wait for this one. Good luck on this one. The fact that they wouldn't show it to me probably means you're on your own in this. It'll probably be the number one movie over the week, which is really upsetting because there's some really quality movies coming out that no one's going to see. The Homesman is Tommy Lee Jones in his directorial debut. He also stars and wrote this. Hilary Swank is in it. Grace Goomer, and who is, as I'm sure you know, Meryl Streep's daughter. And actually, Meryl Streep has a cameo in this one. What can I tell you? This is a story of Hillary Swank is supposed to be this homely woman, which she's actually not, who is very wealthy and tries to convince men to marry her, and she can't do it. John Lithgow is the preacher in town. We've got three women who've lost their marbles. No explanation about why that happens. And somebody needs to take them home to St. Louis, back to their families. And Hillary decides to do it and runs into Tommy Lee, and she basically convinces him to come with her. I think Tommy, when Tommy is acting, he's great. You know, as this moves awfully, awfully slowly, it's a little over 2 hours. I think he's a very talented actor. As a director and writer, I think he's a very talented actor. So Hillary is great in this one, and will very likely receive a nomination for a lot of reasons. Not to mention she's good in this, but also because there aren't a whole lot of women who are... I mean, this is a good year for men, and there aren't a whole lot of women's parts, which is irritating. Bad Turns Worse. Bad Turn Worse. Terrible title. This is actually a very interesting movie, which people are probably not going to see. But this reminds me of early Coen brothers. It's Simon Hawkins and Zeke Hawkins, which are brothers. It stars people that I'd never heard of before. Mackenzie Davis, Logan Huffman, Jeremy Allen White, William Devane is the only person I heard it from. Three Texas teens hope to make a break for it and escape their dead-end existence in a cotton mill town, but get sucked into the seedy underbelly of organized crime when one of them steals from the wrong man. This is a very... there's a lot of swearing in it, but there is, and it's very violent, but there is something oddly compelling about this movie. I was surprised that I thought it was, as I said, it looks like early Farley Brothers to me. So pick of the week, I'd probably pick The Theory of Everything. I think it's kind of a toss-up between Theory of Everything and Foxcatcher, both of which are very good movies. As I said, I also liked... I liked Bad Turn Worse, but that one's a much tougher sell to everybody. So I think you'll be happy with either of those. The number one movie will be Dumb and Dumber, which is really alarming and upsetting. But what can I tell you? Never underestimate stupid movies and their ability. Yeah. Well, but any time that they won't let me see it, I mean, that gives you some idea that we are in serious jeopardy here.
Right.
And I mean, they refer to these movies as critic-proof, which means they don't care what we say. And you know, I mean, people are either going to go see it or not see it. And, I mean, you know who you are, and you don't have to be embarrassed, although you probably should be, but you know, you'll see whatever movies you want. More information at drjoy.com. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight
loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
I guess I have cold feet. I'm scared.
Okay.
And I guess my question to you is, how do I discuss this with her without terrifying her? You know.
Fair enough. How old are you, Adam?
I'm 34. She's 25.
Have you been married before?
Neither of us. No, ma'am.
That's how long have you known her?
4 years.
Okay. What is it that scares you the most when you think about this?
What scares me the most?
Yeah.
I guess it's a combination of things. I know we'll make it quick, but she don't really work, and I kind of work for myself and can't really get her to help me. I pay for school, and she didn't attend this past week, and I didn't like that very much. I do all the cooking, the cleaning, the car repair, the dishes, and all. And
okay, when do you plan to get married?
This summer, July.
Okay, what I would do at this moment is sit her down. I would not say the word cold feet, because then you will have the word ex-fiance. However, I would say, you know, darling, as this has been really fun. We met each other. We started dating when you were a baby. I was 30, you were 21, which is a huge difference.
Right.
And I sort of feel like I was the daddy figure in your life. But it occurs to me, as we go forward together, you don't want to be the little girl. I don't want to be the daddy. And so let's talk about these areas that I think are really important and see where you are on them. Because at this moment, calling off a marriage would be really kind of unpleasant, but it's a lot easier than a divorce. You know,
That's what we agreed to make divorce not an option, but right now, I guess.
All right, I hear. But my dear, you've got 6 months before you actually have to decide, you know, to get this deal done. So I would sit down with her and say, I don't want to be your daddy. I don't want to say, well, you know, how come you didn't go to school today? I want us to be partners in this, which means I want you to take your role as my, you know, as my wife and partner and life mate seriously. I don't want to be the dad anymore. So let's figure out what kind of work you're going to do, how we're going to make decisions together. Then you have at least a couple of months to try it out. If she says, Adam, that isn't what I signed on for. I'm the little Barbie doll. You're the daddy. If that isn't what you want, then I'd call off the marriage.
Okay.
And if you feel that somehow this isn't something you can do on your own, that you're going to wilt, then I'd find a therapist and I'd do some work and I'd start it very quickly, because either the two of you can renegotiate the terms of your relationship, at which point you go off together, or you cannot. If you cannot, you're much better off, even with the embarrassment of calling off a wedding, than trying to call off a marriage.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so you get started.
Okay.
And it sounds to me you have very specific concerns, and that's a good thing. Okay, get started.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
You're right. Amy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. My husband and I have been married almost 2 years. He lives with paranoid schizophrenia, and it's managed very well with drugs, and he's under the care of a great doctor.
Okay.
His income is very limited. He's disabled and qualifies as that. I'm the main breadwinner.
Okay.
And we're trying to buy a small home. His parents are wealthy but a bit stingy, and I don't know if his dad has ever really accepted my husband's diagnosis. My question is, do I have any right to ask his parents for help?
No.
Or talk to him about...
No,
okay.
I think he does. If he wants to do it, I wouldn't do it. I think you'll get yourself in more trouble than it's worth. Think of how you'd feel if he went to your family about something. I think this is his issue or not. And in the long run, the two of you are probably going to be better off self-reliant. Because if you ask and they say no, it's going to damage everything. So I'd be very careful about doing this. But I think it's his issue, not yours. Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello. We love your show. Love your show. Please stay on the air.
Okay. Well, I'm doing my best.
Okay.
Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome. Dr. Joy, my question to you is, after 20 years of marriage and a little bit stressed out, myself and my husband, I've gained about close to 47 pounds, and my husband's stressed out too. Could stress cause... lack of sexual, I guess, inhibition, if you will.
Lack of inhibition? I don't think that's what you mean.
Pardon me?
I don't think that's what you mean. Lack of inhibition, okay. Meaning the two of you are having better sex than you've ever had before?
No. Okay. No, quite the contrary.
That's what I thought. Okay. I think you misspoke a bit.
I'm sorry.
Lack of libido? Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you've already mentioned three factors.
Okay.
One is a long-term relationship in that, you know, that it's that a lot of what we associate with sexual attractiveness is just newness, is just novelty. So, sure, 20-year marriage, a little harder to get each other turned on. Sure. I mean, you know each other better, but there's a familiarity there that may breed a sexual competence, but not necessarily a sexual stimulation. So that's number one.
Okay.
Certainly stress, major problem with libido.
Really? For men?
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Okay, so no excuse, right?
Well, and putting on weight for both of you. I mean, it's probably you're maybe less comfortable about your body. He may feel.
Oh, and I talk about it all the time. So
yeah.
Right.
And let me just give you some insight, and then we'll go on together on what you want me to focus on here.
Okay.
But for an awful lot of men, believe it or not, their woman putting on weight really feels hurtful. I mean, the woman feels hurt because she thinks, well, he doesn't find me attractive.
Right.
What about, you know, the inner person? What about my heart, my soul?
Right.
You know, I don't mind when he loses his hair. But for a lot of men, what they feel is she doesn't really care about me. That if she were single, she'd lose the weight, she'd color her hair, she'd work out, and what am I, chopped liver? So weight, I mean, I know there was a book called Weight is a Feminist Issue, and I think that there is a reality to that. But there's also a psychological reality that says you know, that for men, they take it personally. They feel sort of insulted that she doesn't put the effort in to make herself attractive to me anymore. So let's walk through this. What is it that, what specifically, I mean, you asked a question, and I think the answer is yes, all three of those factors can contribute to lack of libido. How often are the two of you having sex?
Once a month.
How often would you like to have sex?
Three times a week.
How often?
Normal.
Have the two of you ever had sex three times a week?
Yes. Yes.
How recently?
4 months ago.
Okay. Well, so 4 months. So the weight presumably is not part of the issue because you didn't put on 47 pounds in 4 months. So there was a weight issue 4 months ago. The presumably 20-year marriage, the difference between a 20-year marriage and a 20-year and 4 months marriage isn't going to be much of an issue, which gets us pretty quickly to stress.
Okay.
All right. So what is he feeling a lot of stress at work?
Well, not just at work. Yes, that's correct. Children, they're getting older, and we'd like to relocate, but right now it's difficult to do that because of work.
Yeah, I mean, what's the situation? How old is your husband?
He is 48.
Okay. And what kind of work does he do?
Oh, no, do I have to tell you that?
No.
Okay, good.
Is it stressful work?
No, it's not stressful work. He has his own business. Let's put it that way.
All right. Well, I mean, is the business doing poorly?
No. It's not doing poorly. In fact, it's doing quite well. It's just that the location where we live, we've wanted to relocate for several years. And because his business is doing pretty well, it's difficult to do so.
So where's the stress coming as far as you're concerned?
Relocating. So, we made a mistake and we moved in an area that...
When did you move?
6 years ago.
All right. So you moved 6 years ago and what's the mistake?
The mistake is for the last 4 years we're trying to leave... And we can't because...
But honey, listen, it's not that I don't understand. Listen, I'm in the process of packing today, so let me tell you how empathic I am with the idea of moving. Where did I get all this junk, and how did it get so filthy, and why am I taking any of it with me?
Right.
So I'm clear about that. But none of that explains the last 4 months. Something happened 4 months ago.
Okay.
So you need to look for it. So you hear me saying that all of those factors will contribute, but I mean, you're so clear about when things change that you need to look for something that's a lot closer to home. If the two of you, if his business, you know, if it's a major client sort of disappeared 4 months ago, if the two of you put the house on the market 4 months ago, if a parent had died 4 months ago, if he had an EKG of a friend that didn't look so good, if a friend dropped dead of a heart attack 4 months ago, it's something that happened 4 months ago. So you need to look more carefully at it. But yes, that can certainly affect libido. Is your husband taking any medication?
No.
Okay. Go look. You need to look closer to home. Okay?
Okay.
And when you figure it out, call me. If you need me, you may not need me. But,
I'll need you. You're great.
Okay.
I'll need you.
All right. Well, call me when you can figure out what it is, that if you need me to kind of help you walk him through it. But one of the things to do in the meantime is was he impotent 4 months ago?
No.
Never had a problem with impotence.
You know what? He's not impotent now. I mean, I guess I could, if, you know.
He has early morning erections, you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay. Well, why waste them?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, the idea being that if he's tired and stressed, you know, that most women prefer sex at night because we really, I mean, let's be honest about it, we really like our sex romantic and sort of, you know, in soft focus and you know, blurry. And guys don't particularly. It's okay. And guys are perfectly content quite often with slam, bam, thank you, man. We're not particularly.
Right.
But if the two of you are having issues... Both of you really like sex. You're not having much sex. Sex at night isn't happening, and he has early morning erections. Don't waste them. All right?
You're right. Okay.
All right. There you go.
Dr. Joy, thank you for your professionalism, and you are absolutely the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Karen.
You are welcome.
Talk to you if you need me.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is, 855-993-7569. And you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And I love your show. I listen to it all the time.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Very helpful. And a wise woman. I've called in before, and specifically, it was about dealing with addiction with my adult son. But that was quite some time ago. And I ended up just due to just almost dying myself. I'm going to Al-Anon, and I'm just wondering, just as a participant of Al-Anon and someone who's gotten so much out of it, wondering why oftentimes it's never mentioned on your show. Is
oh, honey, I mention it all the time. As recently as yesterday.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm a great fan of Al-Anon and AA. I don't think AA works for everybody, to be quite honest, but I think Al-Anon does. For the simple reason that you understand what you can do and what you can't do. And I think that that just as giving up alcohol is certainly a difficult thing, giving up the responsibility for someone else's giving up alcohol may be as difficult. And so, as I said, I don't think AA works for everybody. When it works, it's fantastic.
Right.
But as I said, I think Al-Anon does work for everybody, as does Narcanon. And because basically you realize it's not your fault. And it's not your issue. It's not your responsibility. And I think that, in and of itself, is huge and wonderful and important. So, yeah, no, as I said, as recently as yesterday.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm a psychotherapist. I've been into therapy. And it's like with my own child, my adult child, I was lost. I just couldn't do it until I finally surrendered to listening and hearing and just letting it, like, sink into myself. Into my heart, into my bones, because I was doing everything, pleading, talking, lecturing,
bailing, doesn't work,
providing, and it just feeds it.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't necessarily feed it, but it certainly doesn't. I mean, because it's you taking responsibility for someone else's behavior, which is an easy way for them not to take responsibility. So.
Right. And as a parent, for me, I just have repeated that thinking that it's my job to take care of it. And I've been able to, quote unquote, help so many other people through the kind of work I do. But this person, whom I love the most, didn't come to me for help, and I was trying to give it. And finally, I realized it's me that needed the help on that level. So thank you for listening. It's just helpful to even speak about it because it adds to my confidence.
Well, no, and I'm glad you did call about it. And again, you know, it's one of those things that you know, the people coming up and saying, hey, have you thought about this, is always helpful. And sometimes I have and sometimes I haven't. And, you know, and I don't expect that everybody listens every day for all 3 hours, although it breaks my heart to think you guys don't. No, it's not completely true. But as I said, I'm a great fan of anything that works. And I think that Al-Anon, that AA, I think, again, has a record that is somewhat enviable, but certainly not 100%, as opposed to Al-Anon and Narcanon, which are just extraordinarily effective because it's about letting go and just saying, you know, this isn't my problem. And as much as I love this person, I can't change them. And what I have to do is let go of my notion that there's something I could do here, because there's not.
Yeah, and that is like death.
Well, it's not like death. I think death is a little more permanent than that, but it's certainly difficult.
It feels like an emotional death.
Well, it's because, you know, that sense, and again, I think to say I'm powerless over my addiction, to be quite honest, I have some issues about that. But to say I'm powerless over somebody else's addiction, to me, makes a huge amount of sense. That it's if it's not something I created, then it's not something I can, if it's not something I'm doing, then it's something that I can't undo. But I can look at what I am doing and make sure that it's not contributing to an outcome that I deplore. So, and I think that, you know, that in some way it's equally important. I don't know if you heard Amber's call before, and Amber is called the program, and you can hear that there's that struggle of, you know, what can I do and what can I not do? And she's choosing the wrong stuff to do and the wrong stuff not to do. So, but you know, that all of us need to sort of understand where our boundaries are and what things we're doing that are incredibly helpful and important, and what things we're doing that are just very destructive and not important. And sometimes, you know, it's really easy to see it in somebody else's behavior, and it's really complicated to see it in our own, because we don't see our own behavior objectively, nor should we. I mean, that's kind of why I'm planted, I suppose, as part of it. And, you know, I think that people say, well, gee, how come, you know, people can't see it? And I say, well, you're much better at seeing other people's problems than you are seeing your own. You know, we're not nearly as entangled in other people's problems. We're entangled in our own, as we should be.
Correct. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ann. Thanks for your call. You know what? Ann's call, I've got about 2.5 minutes here, I think, by my calculations. And I forgot to tell you about 3 movies that I meant to do during the movie reviews. And I know this isn't really primarily a program about movie reviews, it never is. But there are 3 movies that I caught up with that I really wanted to bring your attention, because I really liked all 3 of them in some ways. One is St. Vincent, which is the Bill Murray movie, and he was born to play this role. It's also got Naomi Watts in it, who has never been better. She's never been one of my favorite actresses, and she's wonderful in this, as is Melissa McCarthy, who I think is talented, but quite often misdirected, in that she's just over the top. And this time, somebody kept her under control, and she's wonderful in this. It's a story that you've seen before about sort of the reprobate next door neighbor and the innocent kid and how they interact with one another. Also, Chris O'Dowd is in it, but it's really wonderful.
He's one of my favorites.
He's terrific.
He's funny, yeah.
And he's wonderful, and there's a sweetness to him.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
So St. Vincent's, absolutely put it on your to-do list. The Judge, which is Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall movie, which didn't do very well. And I think the reason it didn't do very well is that it's kind of a sappy story to a certain extent. And they probably should have reined it in a little bit. But having said that, Robert Downey Jr. is wonderful in it with the world's worst haircut. I mean, here's a really good-looking man who's got the world's worst haircut. But it's worth seeing as well. And my pick, though, I love animation. I think 3 of the best movies this year are animation, which is The Lego Movie, How to Train Your Dragon 2, and Box Trolls. Box Trolls is perhaps the most... what's the word? Subversive, smart, incredibly political animation you've ever seen. And Lego is too. All 3 of them, to a certain extent, are very smart. They're very sophisticated. They will appeal to your kids. The animation is great in all 3 of them. But Box Trolls, and I would have a hard time, except I think I probably have, because I think all 3 will certainly be nominated for Best Animation. And I would actually nominate all 3 of them for the Best Picture category as well. They are just brilliant, all 3 of them. But Box Trolls is really a revelation. Ben Kingsley is the voice in one of them. But so go catch up with Box Trolls, Judge, and St. Vincent. The Judge and St. Vincent. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.